Hi, and welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of spiritual insight and inspiration with me, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, we dive deep into the magical sea of you, to that place in you that's ready to activate, but might not even know what that means. Do you crave to be more spiritually connected? Intriguing, fun, and full of magic, we'll laugh and cry and talk about how crazy this life is. Offering healing and insights to lean into, this show broadcasts from pure divine love. Are you ready to light your eternal flame to spark some magic? Let's talk transformation. Hello, friends. Good afternoon or evening or morning. I am so pleased to be with you on this June 14th day here. And I am joined today by two amazing soul sisters. Our topic of Soul Activation Podcast today is called Be You Unapologetically, Unabashedly. How does that feel? And my guests are. They do that, they model that, they live being themselves every single day. And I get to witness it, and it's such an honor. I'm being joined by Betsy Abrams and Tamara Jordan, who are two priestesses of light who shine in their own unique ways day to day. They're both entrepreneurs, they're friends, they're partners, they're moms, and they're living it in all their walks of life. And that's what today is about. How do you show up? How do you be you unabashedly? Because it's not easy, and it's been some work. So we're going to talk about the work of it. We're going to talk about the why of it. And we're going to talk and guide a beautiful kind of ceremonial meditation that gives a flavor for some of the tools that each of these amazing women has learned and utilizes, because, like, let's face it, we don't do it alone, and it's a practice to be brave and be you and be lit up with that internal heart flame every day. So Betsy and Tamara, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be here.
Thank you. I just want to give a little bit more just to get our listeners into the flow. One of the things that Betsy and Tamara and I have come to is like breaking away from the illusions. And right, that's an inside job. The inside job of who am I and who am I not? Who is that? Who am I not? It's always what we've learned is that it's always teaching us a little bit more through our life experiences about who we are. And really, there are so many illusions out there. But when we realize that they're just illusions, or they're just experiences, and they're just things that we get to kind of see ourselves from and then move on, it gets so much better. And we're here today because all of us have been on our journeys, especially frankly through COVID times, where we've been doing deep dives and peeling away and turning over all these other rocks that we didn't even know were there, and then realizing, oh, okay, in the end, I just get to be me. So that's the flavor of this. So for listeners, we invite you to start to sink into maybe allowing any awareness or any thoughts, any insights that come from my guests to show you, oh, I used to do that, or, oh, I want to change that, because that's what we're all about. So let's start talking about what are your secrets. But first, actually, let me go into a little background. Betsy Abrams is a self-described spa junkie. She's the owner of an amazing spa here in Littleton, Colorado, called Five Wellbeing. So for local people, you're going to want to check out her studio. And Betsy is committed to the well-being and connection of her community and her whole entire staff, her sacred employees. She's spent the last 6 years creating this business that supports all of us in deeply caring for ourselves. And she's currently most passionate about the work that the spa is doing with caregivers and clients that have been experiencing all kinds of things. After obtaining a double master's degree in spiritual psychology and counseling psychology. So she comes to this from that perspective. She worked as a psychotherapist, but now has turned spa owner. Betsy's developed a unique perspective when it comes to offering a variety of unique and effective treatments to help us relax. And Betsy, you'll talk about that as part of the process too. Influenced by the memory of her late husband and her desire to bring more well-being to her community, she inspires to expand Five Well-Being Studio and Spa in the next few years. So that's a little about Betsy. And Tamara Jordan. Tamara is a sacred passage doula, someone who helps people walk through those last days or weeks or even moments of life. And it is sacred work, holy work. She's the founder of Inspirata End of Life Planning. That's her company. And she's many other things. She's also a mother. She's a teacher. She's the co-founder of a group called Legacy 22, which is an empowerment group also headquartered here in Denver, Colorado. She is an inspiration to everyone she meets as well. And so, Tamara, thank you for joining. All right, let's get started. Betsy and Tammy, I want to ask you first, because we came to this together, this discussion of being you authentically, completely. What is your why for showing up here today? What's the kind of the first thing you'd like to start off by sharing? That's your why.
Well, so Suzanne, thanks for having me. And I just want to say that at this time in my life, I feel the best I've probably ever felt in my life. I feel like me more than I've ever felt like me. I feel like I'm in my body. I feel like I'm in the right place. I feel like I'm, you know, really connected. And was I always there? No. And, you know, I remember those days of doubting who I was, doubting what I believed in, and also trying to hide from what I believed in, because, you know, I had a lot of thoughts early. I mean, Reiki, you do Reiki. I did Reiki 35 years ago. And my God, you'd think people thought I was going to the devil. And all I knew is it was what I wanted, you know? And so I spent a lot of years hiding that from people, you know, hiding the things that I want. I call it liking the different. Like, I've always liked the different, you know? And I just feel like as I've gotten older and as I've become more of who I am okay with people knowing that I love to talk to you know, spirit guides, and I love to talk to my angels, and I love to talk about that process, because it's there for all of us if we want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mainstreaming. This is so much about mainstreaming. Yes. This as part of a way to have a better life, to be spiritually connected, whatever that means, right, is a way to have just a better life and experience here.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, I think that why did I want to come and engage today? Largely because I've lived so much of my life as a big chicken, and being afraid to be me, and that whole good girl compulsion to please everybody else. I came from a very conservative religious background, and my largest goal in all that was always not to hurt anybody by something I believed. But, you know, for years of hiding my numerology book or my horoscope book or, you know, all the things, and just coming to a point in my life, which was actually a point in my relationship with love, where I realized that God wasn't outside of me and something I needed to go to, but rather that the portal to connect with divine love was within my own heart. And then praying and just developing relationship with love and the trust that goes with it, I sort of began to see that God didn't condemn me at all. As a matter of fact, I felt beautiful in the heart of love and in the eyes of love. And that sort of began to allow me to butterfly out a little bit more, you know, and to to be more open and desirous of how do I craft a life? You know, just that strong sense. I always have the strong sense that this is the only version of this life we're probably going to live. And I realize that's a hotly debated topic. Time, what is it? You know, we're not going there. Yeah. For my purposes and for the framework that I'm using, this is my life now. And I have every right to live it as me. That was sort of the basis. But then what went on beyond that for me was the realization, not only do you have the right, but what's in you, your gifts, talents, and abilities are only yours. If you don't share them, they will not be revealed in this moment in time. And you were made for this moment. Mm-hmm. So what's in your tank, baby? And that's given me a lot more courage to go, well, I do like this, or I do believe this, you know, and I do sometimes hear when people's, when I, you know, I have friends and, you know, we all have people who have passed and occasionally they talk to me. And so I've begun to get a little bit braver about sharing that with people and about not being embarrassed or afraid. And, you know, it's appropriate. You have to be appropriate where you share that or not, but it's just given me more courage just to live the love that I know to be true.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amazing. Yeah. Something I've come into too is like when you talk about divine love, loving us so much, it's like a parent relationship and child. And we know, those of us who are parents, you know that you want your child to be authentically them, period. You want them to use every single talent and gift and come into it. And why has it been so hard for us to believe that about ourselves? But we all have to bust out into it, you know, even while the light is always shining on us, we have to come into it. So let's talk about if there's any experience that you might feel called to share about a pivot point when, you know, I know that for all of us, there's lots of them where you're like, okay, I am not doing that anymore. But what comes to mind when you think about, okay, in this moment, I decided to shine. I decided to be me. And it is about being spiritually connected, but it's also about just being the painter that you are or the chef that you are, right? What comes to mind when I ask that?
You know, so for me, the word that comes up when you say that is trust. It's like trusting yourself, trusting mm-hmm. the process. And the pivot for me was when my husband passed away. Mm-hmm. It wasn't planned. He, you know, we had a 6-year-old at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember just really wanting to get through the day most of the days because it was hard. I mean, mm-hmm. life, not what we planned. And that is actually one of the first times I started working with some of my angelic beings. And there was some power that happened in that. And I knew I was held. So after my husband passed, I followed like this energy of what does Betsy want? What does Betsy want? Because I don't have as much time as I thought now. When you see somebody go through that, you realize, like Tamara said, mm-hmm. that's my life right now.
Yeah.
So that was my pivot point. And then the trust had to come in. Because I would ask myself every single day, do I want to do this? Why am I doing this? I don't want to move forward. And that was when I opened my business, is what I'm talking about. So it was really one of those things where I had to just toggle back and forth with that trust. Mm-hmm. Trust of self, trust of spirit, trust of, you know, the universe, whatever you want to call it, and knowing what's real. And, you know, at some point I just kind of took the leap. You know, bought the building, as I always talk about, and did the, you know, started the process of opening mm-hmm. business. And I'm glad I did. And a lot of other people are as well. And I don't question it anymore. But now there's other things to work on. There's always something, right?
Yeah, so, there will be. But yeah. Yeah, for listeners, like Betsy bought, she knew she should buy a building, but didn't know what it was for. And then it took some years, right, to turn into a spa. So just, that's such an amazing example of trust.
Yeah.
Just to buy the building.
Yeah, just buy the building. Tammy, what about you? Is there
mind? I was trying to think, did I buy the building? The you know, there's a myriad of points, I think, where we sink deeper into trust and get braver about revealing who we are, or, you know, what gifts or et cetera. The first biggie for me as a, as an adult was my younger, my baby brother tragically died and unexpectedly died. And I always say that when he died, it cracked me open. Because prior to that, I don't think I was I've never been not focused on loving God or knowing God. And I'm going to use the word God, but you can put in universe, divine love, spirit, source with a capital S, whatever your word is, please. I don't have a super codified definition here. So I've always had that working relationship because my early life was in the church, and my path to find spirit source was through Jesus. And I know that there are people that kind of freaks out. And that's cool. Everybody sort of figures out how they get there on their own way. And my way was, I thought Jesus pretty passionately loved God. I thought that was an awesome example. That was present in my life, just the love of God. But when my brother passed, I started to hear things. I knew he was going to die because I could start to hear, it sounded like coordinates being called as if I was in an airport and, you know, air traffic control talking. And I knew that that meant that he was going to go. I still don't fully understand that, but it's what happened. And after that, I started to realize that maybe God was talking to me in ways I hadn't thought of before, through serendipities, through signs, through, you know, I started like paying closer attention to license plates, and signs would suddenly say something that I needed, or, you know, things would just happen. Somebody would just show up and they would give an answer that I've been waiting for. And that began to grow inside me more trust, grow the trust that was inside me. And that trust, as I began to lean into it, and so it's not an overnight thing, it's a slow growth, leaning into trust and then seeing the fruits of it come forth, and that, or, you know, seeing it flower, whatever your illustration is there, that began to expand it in me. And as that expanded in me, it gave me tiny spoonful by tiny spoonful more and more confidence that maybe who I was important, and what I had to give here was needed. And and I think maybe when you begin to, you talked about being unapologetically yourself, and I think some folks may take it as, I'm not going to use my hand gesture here, but, you know, be unapologetically yourself as in screw you. But I don't think you really need to have that energy on it. I think you can be unapologetically yourself in a loving, bright, light-filled whole way. And that was what I was trying to figure out, how, who was I, first of all, and besides being a mom, and then how could I shine the light that was in within me? So that sort of was my journey.
Oh my gosh. Where it's so beautiful, because it's all about like getting out of the ways you used to think, that you think people's perceptions are one thing. And then you even realize that you made that up too a lot of the times. So let's talk about practices and tactics, because later we're going to guide our listeners through a very practical meditation to assist with this. And you all have a treasure trove of like tools and rituals and different things. So Betsy, first, I would love for you to talk a little bit about some of the things, especially the one about asking who you are. How do you do that? How, or how did you start to do that?
Right. So, you know, long ago and far away, there was a book, What Color Is Your Parachute? You probably all remember it. I think we all read it in the 80s.
Long ago and far away.
We're all trying to figure out what we're going to do with our life.
Right? Yeah, what color is it? That's
Right. So I... you know, I was taught, like, it's like, get the job, make sure you have the insurance, you know, blah, blah, all that stuff. And I did that, and I did it well. And eventually, after I started my spiritual psychology program, and that was in 1999, I'll never forget, because It was when the whole, you know, moving into the K2000 or whatever.
Yeah. And do you mind sharing where you did that? Because it's a cool.
Sure. No, I did my spiritual psychology and counseling psychology at the University of Santa Monica. And a fantastic program for anybody mm-hmm. who's wants to dive deep. So, yeah. And so I started to learn that the purpose wasn't what I did. It's who I was, who I am. And it was such a hard concept because mm-hmm. I kept wanting to go back to, yeah, but no, I'm going to sell food or I'm going to sell cars or I'm going to, you know. And as I really kind of peeled that onion back and really did that work, that deep work, it's like, who is Betsy? Who is she in the world? Because Tamara kind of touched on it. We can't hold back who we are, people. We can't. The world needs us more now than ever. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a right to keep who you are to yourself. Is kind of how I want to say.
Yeah, because it's this gift from God, right?
I want to like push that point because it maybe be a little demanding of your audience, Suzanne, because there's no one like you in the world. There's no one like me. There's no one like any of us. And if we don't bring our true talents and gifts to be seen in the world, you know, how do you
know? What's the point?
Right. And how do you know there's not going to be that one person that you're going to turn their life around? So, so that's kind of my little, I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah.
Preach,
girl. It's a holy soapbox. We like it.
Yeah. So the whole purpose thing, and I really stopped thinking about it in terms of what I did. And I came to this place where I realize who I am is I'm a connector. I connect people. I thrive when I'm connecting people to other people, and not from an egoic place. It like brings me joy to, you know, connect, you know, and I find myself in all these different groups of people, this one included. You know, I've got my soccer mom group. I've got my, you know, my entrepreneur group. I've got my, you know, we call it the mommy mafia. It's the girls. I was like in, the girls were in preschool. And, you know, I have my spiritual group, and not that they're, none of them are less important. They're all important. If I just picked one group, I would be bored. I'm a connector. So what are you? That's what I want. I really think that if you're listening to this, that start to think about what is it that you do that brings you joy in who you are. Mm. It's not about whether you're a mother or you're a engineer or whether you're, you know, think about what you do in the world, you know. And one of the ways, sorry, I just changed my thought here. One of the ways that I did that was I asked people, what do you think? One of the exercises we did at USM was called The History of Loving. And we created this book called, and I chose to do it this way, where I wrote a letter to all my friends and family and asked them to write back to me what they saw in me and what they meant. And oh my God, you guys, there was this predominant theme of, you know, kind-hearted and good natured and, you know, always there for me. Knows, you know, friends, some friends used to call me the 411. If they needed to know anything, they'd call me, you know, and they just knew that they could trust me. So that would be a great thing for any of you all to do. Just, you know, pick 5 or 10 people and find out what they think about you.
And I mean, you know, like talk about daring to be brave. That it just epitomizes what seemingly you might even be so scared to do that, but no, look at the gems that you got in return from these people who love you.
And maybe those people that are doing that will do it too. And they them, you know?
So. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. All right. We're going to incorporate that into our meditation. Tammy, what about you? Do you have a practice or a nugget?
Well, my practice is to lean into gratitude. Because I think until you begin to train yourself to notice when the beautiful, the wonderful, the magical, the loving happens to you, and to begin to log that within yourself, that you're not fully engaged and open in your life and able to take it all in, all the good that's there. So, you know, to stay cognizant that good is happening and that you can find it, that every situation if you're committed and vigilant, I guess, appropriately vigilant, to learn, there's always a gem of shining truth that you can take from anything that happens. That, and I think that's kind of how we defeat evil and bad, is that we walk away out of the fire holding that gem, you know, the beauty of that. You know, also, I was thinking about what Betsy said, and there's something incredibly important in this. If you're going to be unapologetically you, realize that that means you, who you are, what, who you are, as opposed to what you do. There has been kind of, in spiritual communities, there's kind of been an emphasis in the last, I don't know, few decades, that if you decide you're spiritual, you automatically have to go do a spiritual job. No, you do not. I would like to stand up and say, whoa, baby, spiritual is about who you are, not what your job
is. And your connection, right?
And your connection. In the kind of world we live in, I can't speak to the whole world, but what your job is seems to be the main definer of who you are. I would say that your job should be an extension, perhaps, of your identity, but it should not be your identity. That you can be an enlightened dentist or a trash worker or, you know, a kindergarten teacher or an opera singer. It does not matter. What matters is the spirit, is the heart and the leaning of the heart towards divine love. Mm-hmm. If you have that going on, then you know, it's easier to know who you are and it's easier to find expression of that. And I just want to encourage folks not to feel constrained, compelled, or that there's judgment that they should live a particular way. The whole point is to live in the way that's joyous to you. If you're an accountant and you touch people who come into your office every day when they come in with the light and the love that you bring, that's crazy beautiful. And it's as good as, you know, the monk on the hill, you know, living solitary, right? Mm-hmm. So never be afraid, ashamed to shine your light in the way that is natural and organic to you and to who you are in your life. Mm-hmm. That's my thinking.
Unabashedly.
Unabashedly shine it.
Unafraid. Yeah, unconditionally. So this is a good segue into like what do you get when you agree with yourself to be you? You agree with yourself. To me, that is agreeing to be connected, to be like grounded in ourselves. And for me, it is grounded in the spirit that loves and holds me also, and grounded on this earth. But let's just kind of talk about what are those gems? What are the gifts that you got? I mean, Betsy, you kind of started by saying, well, for the first time ever, I feel like myself. But what's happening in your life now? Because that's where we're really at this point of getting to like be, oh my gosh, this is why. What is it that's, I don't know, what's happening or what do you get from that?
I first want to say, you know, the word that comes up for me when you bring that forward is wholeness. You know, what you get is wholeness. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a, you know, we talked about it about earlier, things being an inside job, and it really, really is. I mean, there's nothing outside of us that can bring that wholeness, that joy, that, you know, that feeling. And I believe when you really dive in and you start to really identify the core wounds. I mean, we all are walking around wounded. We've all gone through something, and your thing is no less than my thing. It may seem so, but we all have our versions of that. So I really believe that doing your healing work is key. And I'm not saying you have to go to a therapist every day for the rest of your life or, you know, what have you, but to really be honest with yourself. And I'm hopefully not stealing a little thunder from Tammy here on self-forgiveness, but you know, I'm a big proponent of self-forgiveness. And what that looks like is, it's not like you're forgiving somebody else, you know, for what they did. You're forgiving yourself for judging yourself for deserving what they did. Mm-hmm. You forgive yourself for judging yourself as less than a human because this happened to you. And when you start to do this type of self-forgiveness where you're really letting go and letting your heart off the hook, people, you've got to let your heart off the hook.
Yeah.
You know, it starts to show, it starts to really give you that that experience of that self-love. So anyway, I'm going to let you take it from here, Tammy, because I know that's a topic that you often bring up.
Yeah, and I love that. I love what you have said. I think that it is, self-forgiveness is critical. First of all, your personal narrative, that talk in your head, your self-talk is everything. If you can't edit it and control it, you will never fully be you. You will only be what you think everybody else is saying you should be. And I do think that it's important at some point to do your work. Betsy, preach it, preach it, preach it. We all have to do our work, right? That's been so fundamental for me. But further was also just having time and sitting down and forgiving myself for not believing in me as much as I should. Forgiving myself for chickening out when it was a moment when I could have stood up. Forgiving myself for doubting me, for not believing in me, because I do it for my friends. And I, you know, that transitional moment for me came when I realized I needed to be as good to me as I was to my friends, because I would never talk to them in the manner that I spoke to myself. So that's been really important for me, is to have forgiveness. And with that forgiveness and the healing that comes with it, I find that I'm able to trust spirit more and more and more as I go forward. And that's where you see the miracles begin to abound in life, and this rich, beautiful, peaceful place. It's not perfect, but it's powerful.
Yeah, it's not about perfect. It is perfect though, right? And it's always
perfect. It's perfectly imperfect.
You know, I mean, you've both taught me such depths of forgiveness of myself and my circumstances. And for that, I will be eternally grateful. And Betsy, one thing that you taught was the very simple practice of saying, I forgive myself. For judging myself. And I lean into that all the time. And, you know, it's what you're saying, Tammy, you've taught me that too. I forgive myself. All this stuff has happened and it hasn't been pretty, but at the end of the day, when I get down to it, that the core wound is the self-condemnation that came out of something that happened. You know, like an event can happen and it's just an event, no matter how terrible it is. I can actually say that it's just an event. I never would want that again or for anyone, but the turmoil that's created after that is what we have to forgive ourselves for, because only we created that, right?
And the reason that is because it's only you in the turmoil anymore. Yeah. Those people, places, and things are gone.
Yeah. It's a story, and it's
all here. Story up here. Yeah. So,
you know. That core, I mean, if there's one thing I want to say, like, take a practice. I forgive myself for judging myself, for creating chaos, for all of it.
and I now choose to love myself.
Yeah. Yes. And I choose to love myself. And that is what, you know, at the end of the day, it comes into making a conscious choice to yourself, to choose you, to choose love, you know, to choose us. So that's what we're going to guide you all in a guided meditation. We're going to take a break in just a few minutes. But first, I would love to give our listeners the opportunity to hear from each of you about how to reach you or where to find you and any services, just a little about your business. So Betsy.
Sure. So Five Wellbeing is a full service spa. We do not actually do nails and hair, but we do facials, body treatments, very off the charts kinds of things. We use a lot of sound therapy. There's a lot of heart and soul that's put into every treatment.
And, a lot of healing happens in that place too.
Yes, a lot of good stuff happens. And the website is Five Wellbeing, spelled out, FIVE, wellbeing.com. And you can check out our services. And if you're not here in town, we also do virtual facials. We can do those with people all over the country. And we also have an online product store.
And her products are glorious. You want to check out her store, like essential oils and scrubs and body butters that are like so luscious. You want to eat them. FiveWellbeing.com. But don't. And Tammy, as a death doula, you offer your own services. What do you want to share?
Yeah, I have sat vigil with many people and intend to incorporate that in a little more as I go forward. Additionally, I've just begun a business called Inspirata, where end of life planning, where I help people who are healthy and fine think about what they might want, because at the point that you need the sorts of things that we talk about, you're often in grief, in pain, and it's a really difficult time to sort through some of the issues. And I know how to help you walk through some of the issues that come at end of life and what you would want for yourself so that you're empowered, so that you can end up with a document that you could give to family members to support you, or a medical team, so people know who you are and what should happen with you so that you don't get lost in the shuffle and feel more empowered, because I believe that you should live until you don't. Mm-hmm. And they can reach me at grit.grace1011@gmail.com. Or I have a Facebook group. If some of the particular things I've spoken about are of interest to you, it's the Crystalline Brilliance Circle. If you can find it on Facebook, then you can ask and I will allow you to enter the group.
Daily. It's regular doses of beautiful inspiration. Yeah.
Hopefully.
No, not hopefully, it is. All right. Thank you, everyone. I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and you're listening to Soul Activation Podcast, and we're going to take a short break. When we return, if you'd like to grab, you might want to get some paper and a pen. This meditative experience is brought to you to help inspire you to go more deeply into what and who is authentically you. We'll be back soon. Thank you.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to Soul Activation Podcast. I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and I'm joined by Betsy Abrams and Tamara Jordan. And we have been talking about how we have come to being unabashedly us. And so in the interest of sharing some of the ways that we come into that as a group, as friends, as soul sisters, we're sharing a meditative experience to help you if you'd like. So if you're interested, if you are interested in getting a little energetic opening and some tools to help you say yes to that you that is ready to burst open like a beautiful spring poppy, then follow along with us. We'll guide you in a heart opening and a grounding and a way to just allow and trust that the you that is coming next gets to shine. So with that, I would invite you to center yourself somewhere comfortable, however you wish to be seated or lying down, and start to take several deep breaths, closing your eyes and welcoming in the source of all light to start to swirl around you, to start to help you create a sacred space and attune you in a centered way, just exactly where you are and how you are. And allow the light to start to activate every sacred chakra center in your body, creating a beautiful line of light from the top of your head down through your body, down through your feet, and down to the ground that loves us, the earth that loves us so. And allow beautiful transcendent white light to start to filter open your heart, your chest, your throat, your head, just opening up to the source in the way that is perfect for you in this moment. And we call in a blessing of trust and divine light to help anyone who gets to listen to this to see herself or himself in a new transcendent way today. It's all here for you as a reflection of your beauty and your wholeness, so that you perhaps remember, oh yeah, that's me too. That light is me. That is me. That is unabashedly me. And so imagine yourself as a beautiful chalice. It's solid gold and it's open to receive. You are the Holy Grail. You are the vessel. And we invite an opening to see yourself and any way that perhaps this conversation has inspired, that perhaps you have a door closed on some way that's not allowing you to be you. Allow your true self and your heart to show you. Perhaps it's through a feeling in your body, a space in your body. Perhaps it's a knowing or a revelation. Is there a place where you have yet to unlock the secret, sacred door to being truly you, your light?
What I want to do is, if you could look at that chalice and really visualize yourself as that chalice and imagine your friends, your family, your loved ones telling you, giving you the words that they, how they see you. And just imagine each word that comes in through them to be dropped into the chalice of you, the chalice of you. All of those words, they are all you. Remember, it's not who you are. It's not what you do that's who you are. It's how you are in the world. It's how you show up. And it's your heart. And just let your heart open. Let it just free and be free. And let the words flow. And maybe there's one word that consistently is being put into this chalice. Maybe it's kind. Maybe it's beautiful. Maybe it's curious. Whatever that word is, allow it to come forward so that you can begin to anchor it into who you are.
And I'm seeing beautiful swirls of light start to swirl these words in your chalice. It's like a rainbow of every color swirling deeper into your belly because you opened your heart to receive. Allow it to deepen into your belly, your legs, your feet, your path. Because these words, there's an opportunity for these words to pave your path of pure, like unicorn colors as you walk forward from this moment.
Don't forget that even in this moment, you can ask for what you need. Ask for teachers and wise ones to be brought into your life that you could learn more about how to love yourself and how to understand yourself and how to share your gifts in the beautifully unique way that they were given to you. Ask that you be able to understand how to grow in trust of the process. May you be blessed as everyone listening. We just ask for the blessing of being able to trust in the process, that each of us, through whatever events or things happen to us, that we would be able to trust that the best of us can be come forward even out of difficult things, that we would be able to understand when we need to move forward, when we need to open up, when we need to lower a boundary, when we need to be more curious and less judgmental, that we would trust the process in the deep and abiding understanding that we are held by divine love and that everything that happens to us can be transformed into something good and holy and beautiful when we trust. So don't forget that you can ask to have your trust be increased.
I say a holy hell yes to that. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to join me, just say yes, I trust. Please show me the way to trust. Show me the way to trust.
We came from love, and to love we shall return. And here in the middle, we rest in the arms of love, so we can trust that whatever happens can be used to refine us and make us finer, better, more beautiful, holier humans.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. I am seeing this beautiful band of wings folding over our whole sacred circle, over every individual listening to this. Just to clarify that being held, you are held in your wings, in the wings, the very heart of love, of all that is love. May that be grounded. May your path be flourished open with trust.
May you choose courage. May you choose courage to be all that you can be in this life.
And may you forgive yourself for all transgressions.
May you walk the path of gratitude, knowing that you are blessed, seeing it and acknowledging it and sharing it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you, Tammy, for bringing that. Thank you, angels who surround us and unite us in this trust and knowing. We haven't come by this through, you know, on our own, right? We've come to this kind of open ability because we trusted. We took a leap. We said yes to something so much bigger than we could ever comprehend. And even for me, that's still vastly opening. I feel like I'm still like, understand that much of it.
And you know, anybody who has stumbled on this podcast or been had it recommended to them by a friend, we would just encourage you that maybe there are no accidents. Maybe this was to call you to something better and higher and stronger and more beautiful in your own life. And that we're really excited for you in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me ask both of you if there's any final takeaways. Maybe that's yours, Tammy, or there's more. Betsy, what's your final kind of gift of to our listeners that you might impart?
You know, I encourage you to trust yourself, to trust in spirit, and to really take the moments to be quiet and listen to your heart and what your heart wants, and then action. You two know what I'm about to say.
I'm glad you remembered.
Yeah. Spirit meets you at the point of action. So we can want something all we want, and it can be in our heart all we want, but if we don't move on it, guys, if we don't, quote, buy the building or get the web address or the domain name or start writing the book, it's not, there's nowhere for it to go. So, you know, take that step, and spirit meets you at the point of action, mm-hmm. and spirit will, trust mm-hmm. me.
Yeah. That reminds me of a story I heard where the, like, inspiration comes from spirit, from the divine, from the holy order of things. And when you're awake and you have the opportunity to say, oh, okay, I'm going to do that. I'll say yes to that. It comes in all these different ways. So what you're saying, Betsy, is like, it feels very much like a new time to say, yeah, okay, I'm going to start writing that book, because if not, it will go to someone else, or it'll just be lost, right?
Right.
We don't want that. Tammy, what's your final word?
Well, just the thought, I just feel like there's someone listening to this who is thinking, I don't even know what I want. I don't know. How could I?
Yes.
Oh, go for yes. your dream, yes. do what you yes. want. Yes. And yes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And my encouragement would be, then get really quiet. There's a biblical verse that says, be still and know that I am God. And our encouragement to you would be still, you know, play music that inspires you. You can go to YouTube and Google anything these days, angel music to classical, whatever your vibe is, heavy metal. I don't know how you get still with heavy metal, but, you know, so find things that help anchor you into your space. Begin to seek people who help you get more peace and fall more fully into your own heart. Because in doing that, that's when the light of clarity comes on. When you're able to go into your own heart and know who you are. It's okay if you don't know who you are, but it's entirely possible to find out and to have a better life than where you are right now. And if there is anything that we can tell you, it's that we are so much happier and more fulfilled and solid and grounded, as Betsy said earlier, in feeling comfortable with ourselves, no matter what happens, because we chose the path of just being still and knowing that we are loved. Mm-hmm. I really meant it earlier when I said it, that we have come from love, and to love we shall return. So let's find ways to live it out while we're here. Mm-hmm. That's the whole truth.
Yeah, and it really is true. Also, ask and you shall receive. So I would even add, when you get still, ask questions. Who am I? What do I want?
Yes.
Like, you're the one with the key in your hand. The operator is your heart and your gut and you and source. You're the one who opens those doors by asking. So questions, if you are in that place, what is it? It's that simple. What do I want, even? Who am I? Like Betsy said, you asked your friends too. Who am I? What do you think I'm good at? You know, you can do that too with other people. It's the path of inquiry, right? Like, all of us know that. Asking a question opens it all too. So that's my final part, parting word. Anything else that you guys want to share, you goddesses want to share?
Seek your tribe. Begin to put that on your prayer list of things that you would like. Ask for tribe, for other humans that understand your quest, your journey, your experience, and your heart, and who also want to understand love, because that is everything. Mm-hmm. These women sitting here inspire me, hold me up when I'm sagging, you know, or lagging or Sagging wasn't the dragging. Best word, but you know what, dragging, exactly.
We are sagging, Tamara.
Yes, yes. At this point, they're sagging. Exactly. But people you can laugh with and who support you, begin to seek tribe. And it may take a while, but you know what? Trust the process. If you ask for tribe and you keep trying to be the best you, don't give up, baby. When you're going through hell, what do? Just keep walking. Going. Yeah.
Oh, thank you both for joining me today. Thank you so much, Betsy and Tammy. I hope this blesses so many people. It's been Amen. Such an honor. And I wanted to say thank you to all listeners who are live or will find this later at Soul Activation Podcast on Apple or other places, Spotify. Thank you all. I am Suzanne Alexandria, and you can find me at my website, suzannealexandria.com. where I offer an array of classes and one-on-one work with people who are doing just this, activating your soul codes, lighting up to the you. I especially work with healers and intuitives and teachers and leaders and mentors. And I've got an array of different services and programs. So if any of that strikes you, if you do seek some kind of guidance in the form of what I offer, let's talk. I offer free phone calls to help you understand if we're a good fit. So I would love to talk. And to all of you, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jacob, for helping us. And we'll see you next time on Soul Activation Podcast. Thanks.
Amitwa flow.
To me, this path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self, and then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit SuzanneAlexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.